Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on current events, trends, market reports, and community discussions. Join us each week from Tampa, Florida, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Patrick Kelly.
Hey, produce people, welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Patrick Kelly. As always, I am honored to be here, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Holy cow, everyone, we made it to 2023, and I thought about what episode I wanted to do as a solo episode by myself, and it came to me when I visited Wishnasky Farms, or Wish Farms, back in 2021 with Ross Nelson. I got to meet a great group of people at Wish Farms. Gary Wishnasky gave us an incredible tour, letting us try multiple products and have tons of fun. But what stuck with me on this trip is that we were given this book that Gary put together, which is called Generations of Sweetness, Stories That Shaped My Family and Journey to Wish Farms by Gary Wishnasky. Now, what we want to talk about today is the Pixie Way. So we are going to go over the Pixie Way. There are 33 fundamentals on an outline on how the Pixie Way does business, how there are customers, growers, partners work with each other and describe who enable us to fulfill the mission to provide the best tasting berries. So we are going to go over all 33 of these fundamentals, talk about the Wishnasky family farms and how they've created a legacy from push carts to robots. So without further ado, everyone, let's go ahead and get this episode started. Well, produce people, welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast. I love to find great companies with great missions and vision in the produce industry. I love seeing the immigrants come over from other countries and build a life of prosperity. A lot of my friends are immigrants. A lot of my friends are entrepreneurs and business owners. So it is fundamentally right to see their process, understand their process, and have a little fun. So again, we're going to talk about Wish Farms today. We're talking about the Pixie Way, everyone. And if you have not visited Wish Farms, this is a definite, I would say, bucket list for the produce industry. It is a fun environment, an awesome warehouse, and you get to try some strawberries, some blueberries, and other types of berries that are on their farms and on their property. Plus, you get to see a pixie room, a tree house, and a lot more. So it's just one of those fun environments that when you get on site there at Wish Farms, right when you go through the gates, you know you're going to have a dazzling experience. And heck, you might even see a pixie flying around or spraying some fairy dust everywhere, because this office, this building will definitely wow you. They even have the Pixie Way, I would say, fundamentals on the wall upstairs before you go into their offices. So let's talk about the Pixie Ways. So they were developed after the coup. J.C. Clitter discovered a company, High Performing Culture, that helps other businesses establish lasting culture. And I will tell you, that is amazing, because culture is everything in every business. So these fundamentals are what the Wish Farms employees live by, okay? I mean, each and every week, they focus on and incorporate it into meetings. They highlight the Pixie Way of the week on video displays, and they use it in various settings around customers, growers, partners, in any type of way. So there are three core values to the Pixie Way. There is quality, integrity, and responsiveness, which we will go over, and you will hear about them in these 33 fundamentals. So what do we really mean in practice? I mean, when you think about that, how do you incorporate your culture into practice? Well, let's find out. These 33 fundamentals outline how the company works together with growers, partners, customers, and each other, like I've already said before. They describe who the company is, and it enables them to fulfill their mission, which is to provide the best tasting berries, everyone. So you got to think about that. What does your company culture depict? What does the mission and vision show to the rest of the industry or even consumers? Because that is what we are trying to do. We are trying to enable consumers to eat more fruits and vegetables, have a healthier lifestyle, and obviously take care of your body while doing it. What you put in your body is what the inside of your body will look like. So if you're pounding cheeseburgers and french fries, those arteries might be clogged up a little bit with grease and grime. You're putting fresh fruits and vegetables in there, strawberries, dragon fruit, bananas, apples, oranges, as Dan the Produce Man says, it's always best when you get it fresh, everyone. So that's what you have to think about when you're thinking about yourself, your company culture. And you know what's funny is a gentleman that I was on a trip with, Ramon from the National Mango Board, he told me, Patrick, he goes, before I got to the National Mango Board, they didn't have mangoes in the office. He goes, I joined the National Mango Board and I make sure that we have mangoes in the office at all times for our employees, our visitors, and our friends and families. What a small expense to make sure that we're all keeping up on our own mission in the produce and supply chain industry. So let's go ahead and start the Pixie Way, the 33 fundamentals of the Pixie Way, everyone. So number one, never compromise on food safety. Food safety is everyone's job. There is no gray area when it comes to the safety of what we sell. If you see or know of something unsafe, speak up immediately. We have a responsibility to millions of families to ensure that our produce is 100% safe every time. You're darn right. Number two, think safe, work safe. Now, you know and practice the safety procedures of your jobs. We all have to do it. We all need to do it. So watch out for the safety of your own teammates as well, for your company. So for all of us, or every one of us in the produce and supply chain industry, we have to think about safety, safety, safety. And it's all part of your jobs, not just at Wish Farms, but all of them. So never take shortcuts that compromise your safety or your teammate's safety. I like that one. Number three, strive to be great. Demonstrate a passion for excellence and focus on quality in everything you touch and everything you do. Good is not good enough. Instead, strive to be great. Always ask yourself, is this my best work? You know, everyone, I'm going to throw this out. I published a book in 2018 called Millennial Boom, Helping Millennials and Boomers Thrive Together in Life and Work. And I will tell you one story that I put in there was a story about my manager at Walgreens, Mr. Gonsalves, Mr. G as we called him. He used to tell me, if you're going to stock shelves, do it to the very best, right? He's like, if your job was to be a pencil sharpener, well, you be the damn best pencil sharpener there is, right? You make sure those number two pencils are ready for that Scantron. So do it at your best. Is this my best work? Well, start to think about it a little bit more. Number four, do the right thing always. Demonstrate an unwavering commitment to doing the right thing in every action you take and in every decision you make, especially when no one's looking. Always tell the truth, no matter the consequences. If you make a mistake, own up to it, apologize, and make it right. Hey, like my buddy NF says in his song, be the person that you want to be, but don't be a person that you wouldn't be behind closed doors, okay? Number five, be innovative. Challenge and question existing ways of doing things. That's right, ask why. Think creatively and present ideas to change current processes. Don't accept we've always done it this way. If it's not broke, don't fix it. As an answer for the status quo, continuously look at things with a fresh perspective and consider new approaches. Creativity is part of our DNA, so let's embrace it. Oh wait, number six, embrace change. What got us here is not the same as what will get us to the next level. Be flexible and get outside your comfort zone. Keep an open mind for new ideas. Be excited by the possibilities that change can bring. Remember, everyone, change is a good thing. It's hard. It's tough. It sometimes gets in the way, but in the end, change is a good thing. Number seven, be a fanatic about response time. Oh, I like this one. Response time is always questioned. Emails, text messages, phone calls. So respond to questions and concerns quickly, whether it's not in person, on the phone, or by email. This applies to everyone you speak with, including customers, growers, vendors, and fellow employees. You guys like how I said vendors? Vendors. Vendors, everyone. Vendors and vendors are completely different people. Your response can be as simple as acknowledging that we got the question and we're on it, as well as keeping those involved continuously updated on the status of outstanding issues. Think about it like this. Stop ghosting people. You know, there's this statement out there that they say the less you speak, the less you talk, the more intelligent you are. You know what? I'm going to throw that back in your face. Respond to people, everyone. A good response is better than no response at all. So make sure you're on top of these issues. Number eight. Keep things fun. Oh man, this might be my favorite. I'm only into number eight, and I'm like, oh, this could, I'm going on like, oh, that's a good one. Oh, that's a good one. Well, let's see. Keep things fun. While our passion for excellence is real, remember that the world has bigger problems than the daily challenges that make up our work. Remember, stuff happens, or as you know, Forrest Gump would say, it happens. Keep perspective. Don't take things personally or take yourself too seriously. Laugh every single day. If you're not having fun, you're in the wrong job. Number nine, honor commitments. Do what you say you are going to do. When you say you're going to do it, this includes being on time for all phone calls, appointments, meetings, and promises. If a commitment cannot be fulfilled, notify others and agree on a new deliverable to be honored. You know what? One thing I'm tired of is all these Zoom calls. Everybody thinks it's okay to go 10, 15 minutes past on a Zoom call, and they get mad when someone says, I have a hard stop. You know what? There are hard stops all the time. Think about and honor your commitments in produce, in life, in your family life, all the above. That's a great one. Honor commitments. Number 10, make a difference. These Wish Farms people, every single one of these are good. They're all great. So make a difference. Be an active part of your community. Give back by contributing your time, effort, and resources to make your community better. Every little bit matters, and you can make a difference. You know, I said that the other day to Albert Perez of Continental Fresh. I told him, I feel like I'm not doing enough. I feel like I'm not doing enough in giving back. And he said, you know, creating awareness and just talking about it is half the battle. So even just talking about it can make a difference. Number 11, pitch in. Be willing to do the mundane and ordinary things necessary to get the job done. Nothing is beneath any of us, and no one is too good for any task. You know, my uncle Dan told me this when I used to work for him in my teens. And I remember him saying to me, Patrick, are you done with your job today? And a lot of times I would say yes. And I got to a point where I would tell him no. After a while, because this is what he said. When I would say, yeah, I'm done with everything, he would say, is the trash taken out? I would say, no. He goes, why? If you're done with everything, you might as well start helping the cleaning people, because you're not just sitting around doing nothing. So I do like that statement, is nothing is beneath everyone. I've had sales managers, I've had other people that say, no, that's not my job. Those people tend on their LinkedIn page, switch jobs every 3 years. We notice those people. Not that they're not good salesmen, they're not good buyers, but they don't fit with company cultures and they believe they're better than other people. So pitch in and do your part. Number 12, take ownership. Take personal responsibility for making things happen. That's right. Don't make excuses. Respond to every situation by looking for how can we do it rather than explaining why it can't be done. Oh man, you're getting me on this one. Another favorite one. Take ownership, people. Stop playing the pity party. Stop playing the it's not my job. Stop playing the, oh, well, I'm waiting for Karen to get back to me. You know, Karen's not getting back to you, okay? So you need to respond. You need to take ownership. And how can we do it? Number 13, collaborate. That's right. That's right, Karen. You need to collaborate. Collaborate, collaborate, collaborate. Collaboration generates better ideas than does working alone. Oh, man. I work alone a lot, and I tell you, I make phone calls hour after hour, minute after minute, collaborating and understanding what people are doing. So together internally and work with partners to find better solutions. You know, I have a lot of times where I'll make phone calls to certain partners, Mary Hesla being one, and I'll make these random phone calls like, hey, what do you think of this? Hey, I wanted to communicate this with you very freely, you know, to understand, you know, regardless of title, hierarchy. I mean, let's get some interaction. Organizational structure is not the same as a communication structure. Everybody should be able to communicate in the right way. Number 14, practice continuous improvement. Utilize our continuous improvement system to streamline our improvement and problem-solving processes. When problems do arise, handle the situation at hand and then fill out a CIS waste recovery tag and bring what happened to the light of day. So the CIS waste recovery must be something part of the continuous improvement plan, Wish Farms, letting them know they're identifying a problem, the lessons learned, and then using these lessons to improve yourself and or processes so you don't make these mistakes twice. Again, you know, my Hanchi, my teacher in jujitsu, he tells me all the time, you know, if you let someone get close enough to grab your arms or grab your neck one time, it shows you're in an inferior position. If you make this mistake second time by letting that same person grab you, that's a problem. So don't make that mistake twice because it'll clearly hurt you in the end. Document your processes so others can benefit from your experience. Obviously, I brought martial arts into produce, but it's the same thing, making that mistake twice. You get grabbed once, you're probably not going to let someone grab you again. You know what I mean? So number 15, work smart. Be organized and plan your work for maximum efficiency. Have all the tools necessary before starting your work. Be thoughtful about your schedule and have a game plan for your calls, your tasks, and your workday. Know the priorities and work on them first. Now, we all know that there are distractions in the produce and supply chain industry, but this is why journaling, writing down your notes, keeping collective thoughts together will help you be organized later down the road, everyone. Number 16, communicate to be understood. Know your audience, write and speak in a way that they can understand. Yeah, you know, this is so true. I saw this ad the other day. This was an ad, everyone, and it was an ad agency telling people how to do their ads. It said, be simple, not clever. Because people understand simple. They can understand it. When you get clever, you start using lingos and acronyms and industry jargon. It might not reach the consumer in the right way. So use the simplest possible explanations, even when dealing with your staff and your customers, partners, and vendors. So number 17, before we take a quick break and hear from our sponsors, everyone, I love this one. When in doubt, communicate personally. There's more communication in these last 16, I'd say, fundamentals, and they're probably going to keep talking about communication. So when delivering difficult or complex messages or an emotionally charged situation, speak live versus hiding behind an email or voicemail. Where appropriate, follow up in writing to confirm your understandings. I agree. One thing I hate is getting a text message canceling an agreement, canceling a contract, a text message or email that says, no, thank you, we are not interested at this time. I'll be real with you. Just make the phone call. Talk to that person. Are you that afraid that they're going to talk to you more? You just want to tell them no and get beyond with it? That's not communicating. That's taking the easy way out, everyone. So that's what you want to avoid, is not taking that easy way out and communicate personally, showing that person, hey, I understand you, you understand me. The answer is yes or the answer is no. We're having a problem or not having a problem. Happy birthday, you know, anything, right? As much as we love texting, it's so easy to say happy birthday and be done with it and not have to talk to somebody. Guess what? Communicate personally. So everyone, let's take a quick break, hear from our sponsors, and get right back to talking about the Pixie Ways and the 33 fundamentals that outline the Pixie Way and Wish Farms.
Discover orchard freshness on Amazon Fresh with Arctic Apple Slices. Arctic Apple stays orchard fresh longer than other pre-packaged, pre-sliced apples. This means less waste and no more half-eaten apples. Plus, you'll love the undeniable freshly picked flavor. Arctic apple slices are available in convenient grab-and-go bags in both Arctic Golden or Arctic Granny varieties in select markets on Amazon Fresh. Packable, snackable, 100% irresistible.
Are you ready to enhance your skills? Every day we are tasked to make fast, effective decisions to keep up with the fast-paced produce industry. At AgTools, we take the pressure off of gathering data to help make your day easier and more enjoyable. Connecting the supply chain with AgTools is unique, practical, and easy. AgTools can be used from multiple angles of the produce industry, from farmers all the way to logistics companies. We call that 360-degree decision-making day after day. Visit us at www.agtechtools.com to gain more reliable and relevant data to see more, achieve more. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast, everyone. It's always great to hear from our sponsors, dynamite companies producing dynamite content for the produce and supply chain industry. Again, if you're just joining us, we are talking all things the generations of sweetness and the pixie way of Wish Farms. Right now, we just went through the first 17 fundamentals, and we are going to dive into the rest. We're going to get all the way to 33 fundamentals, everyone. And then hopefully you've learned something from the Wishnowsky family on, you know, how to elevate company culture and how to live your culture day in and day out. Some of my favorites from the first 17, they're all my favorite. The 17 that we went over just really put you in a place where even if you're in your own business, you could take these and implement these processes to make them work. Yeah, that's right, Gary. I said it. Copy some of these fundamentals into your own and make them your own so you can have a company culture just as fun and as enlightening as Wish Farms. You know, I got to be with Gary for a few hours, walking the warehouse. We did an interview in the Pixie Room, which was very cool. I told myself I could probably be in there. The only thing that was funny is that in the Pixie Room, and Gary's probably going to hate me for this, the bathroom's right above, so when people do flush, you hear the water. But Gary had a good talk about that. He said, yeah, but it makes you really feel like you're in the rainforest. We went back a little Fern Gully on this, everyone. Like, trust me, if you saw this room, you would definitely understand why we say it's a pixie room and remind you of a Fern Gully. So Gary and the team, his son Nick that we met with was amazing. And trying all the fabulous fruits there was awesome. And then going down the slide, they have a slide inside the warehouse. Or I'm sorry, inside the office. So you can choose to take the elevator, you can choose to take the stairs, or you can choose to be fun and go down the slide. Gary went down the slide. I went down the slide. Ross went down the slide. Nick went down the slide. Everybody goes down the slide. Okay, everyone, it's just part of the experience. If I was there, that would be my way out every single day. I'd make it a point to go down the slide and have a little fun. So let's get back, though, talking the pixie ways. So number 18, show meaningful appreciation. Recognizing people doing things right is more effective than pointing out when they do things wrong. Regularly extend meaningful acknowledgement, right, and appreciation in all directions throughout the organization. Listen, everyone, that's right, I'm talking to you. Feel it in your soul right now. Breathe in and breathe out. Appreciation is key. Stop bashing people for what they're doing wrong and be proud of people for what they're doing right. Give kudos. Give a shout out on LinkedIn. Give an email to the entire group thanking them on what they did, what their processes were. And have fun with it. Do it throughout the organization. Just because Gary's the president and CEO doesn't mean we can't walk up to him and tell him, hey, we're proud of you. You did a great job last week at that meeting. Because sometimes still in ourselves, whether you're the entrepreneur, the owner, the vice president, the salesman, the buyer, the janitor, every day we always think, and it said in the previous, make sure you know you're doing your best. Well, sometimes we doubt ourselves. So tell that person, we're proud of you. You're doing a great job. And trust me, you'll see how things will change very fast. Number 19, walk in others' shoes. I definitely will.
if they have a size 13. I'm just kidding. Understand our customers, growers, vendors, and fellow employees. Okay? Know their challenges and frustrations. See situations from their perspective. The better you understand them, the more effectively you can serve and ensure to work with them. You know, I get calls and emails all the time with people saying, sorry, man, I'm not forgetting about you. I'm, you know, really busy. This happens all the time. And I tell these people, stop apologizing. You don't need to apologize. You're in your day-to-day work. Yes, we do business. Yes, I want to talk to you, but I want to talk to you at the right moment. I don't want you being stressed on the phone and going, yeah. Keep going. Okay. I got 20 minutes. All right, hurry up. No. Okay. So walk in other shoes. Know that if they're the director of procurement at a retailer, they're not just making orders. Know if they're a buyer, they're not just buying. Know if they're a salesman, they're not just selling. There's so much more to each position. And you know that. Okay. You know that. So walk in other shoes and better understand them so you can work with them better. Number 20. Be good steward of our resources. Ooh, I like that one. Does that mean eat more berries? No, I'm just kidding. Look for opportunities to reduce or eliminate waste. Be cost conscious. Focus on helping all areas of our business to become more sustainable. I like this. Now, I know in their innovation section, they've got some pixie snacks as well that they're using from like dried fruits. And that is definitely conscious about the cost and making new products to make for the community. So number 21, speak with candor. Speak candidly in a way that helps to make progress. Say what you mean and be willing to ask questions, share ideas, or raise issues that may be uncomfortable when it is the spirit of improvement. Be courageous enough to say what needs to be said and address issues directly with who it involves and affected. Discuss and critique ideas and processes, not people. That's right. One thing I can tell you, the millennial mindset, you know, I remember the baby boomers always would tell the millennials, stop asking why. And I wrote this in my book and talk about it, you know, do what you're told. And it's so funny because a lot of the millennials would just take it to go, oh, you baby boomer just don't get it. That's one of my chapters. You just don't get it. But I also talk about in my book about that process. You can't just walk up to anyone and say, you know what? This is what I don't like. What a horrible presentation. To walk up to start bashing someone. So when you come with these ideas to speak with candor, right, you need to discuss the option, the processes, what you're thinking. It is all in the presentation. Walking up to someone or your boss or just a friend and saying, you know what, man, this is what I don't like. And yes, they're going to listen because everybody's going to want to listen to some type of drama, right? Heck, why we watch so much Netflix documentaries now, because we want to be involved in some of this drama. But if you came to them and said, let me paint you a clear picture. Imagine this. We're going out to the fields. We see the waste berries on the ground. We realize that nobody's doing anything with them. How about we make a program to do this, right? Instead of going, you know what I hate? Every time we go to the field, there's berries on the ground. Someone needs to do something about that. Don't you agree? Now, speak with candor, speak effectively, and ask questions, and be willing to share your ideas to raise those issues. Number 22, listen generously. That's right, everyone. We got two ears and one mouth. Listen. Listening is more than simply not speaking. Give others your undivided attention. Be present and engage. Minimize the distractions and let go of the need to agree or disagree. Suspend your judgment, be curious to know more, and seek the facts, rather than jumping to conclusions. Recognize that constructive criticism isn't personal. It's about getting better. All of the above. Listen and understand. I watched that movie Bullet Train with Brad Pitt. And if you've seen it, you'll probably laugh when I say this, is I remember at one point there was somebody dying in the movie and Brad Pitt is like talking to this person saying, you know, you shouldn't have done this. And why did you do this? And she's dying. And then Brad Pitt goes to himself, oh, what are you doing? You're mansplaining. Stop mansplaining. And it's so true that I do think males do this more than females, is as soon as we're given something, even if we weren't asked a question, we start mansplaining to people. Oh, well, you know what I would have done? Nobody cares what you have done. Would you just listen? Take the time to listen. Look into their eyes. Feel their soul. Understand what they're saying and be so engaged that when they're looking back to you, they're so excited to be telling you what they wanted to tell you. So listen generously. Number 23, deliver a legendary experience. Oh boy, he said it. Legendary. It's all about the experience. With every experience, do the little things as well as the big things that surprise people. Make every interaction stand out for its helpfulness. Create the wow factor that turns customers into raving fans. This includes both internal and external customers. Heck, that's why you see the Share family on YouTube. They've created such a wow factor with raving fans. They call their fans the Sharers. That's what they call her. Share the love, right? So create raving fans. Include them in everything that you're doing. Number 24, understand Wish Farms. Okay, I'd love to. Seek to know and understand the whole of Wish Farms rather than just your specific part of the business. Attend grower events, visit different departments, and form relationships outside of your team. See the big picture. The more you understand the whole organization, the more actively you can contribute to our growth and success. Number 25, be positive. You have the power to choose your attitude. Oh, yes, you do. Choose to be positive, optimistic, and enthusiastic. Now, that's not the difference between sticking your head in the sand, everyone. You know, I've got a buddy that tells me all the time, you're always laughing, you're always this. Where's the bad stuff? Where's the drama? You know, where's the blue book listing that shows that there's a PACA violation of, you know, millions of dollars? And I'm like, I choose not to talk about that kind of stuff. Even though it's in our industry, I choose positive over negative. I choose the positive over the dramas. I'm giving people the benefit, right, of positive intent. They can make their own decision, right? I'm not holding a grudge, and neither should you. So your attitude is contagious. So spread optimism and positive energy, and that's what you will get back. Number 26, pay attention to the details. Missing just one detail can have an enormous impact on a job. Be a fanatic about accuracy and precision. The goal is to get things right, not simply to get them done. Double check your work, get the details right the first time. This also has to do with technology too, everyone. I got a, you know, my iWatch, and sometimes I do the text or talk to text. And I remember texting Michael Chavez, and I said, don't forget to add the Citrus from California logo. And I was on my watch thinking that's what it said. I didn't double check it. I'll be real. And Siri wrote, it was funny because she said, don't forget to add that stupid Citrus logo. And I was like, yeah, I didn't say that. And then I remember Mike writing back going, you mean the Citrus logo? Question mark. But that caused confusion, and I didn't pay attention to the details, didn't have my glasses on, thought that Siri was going to do a good job, thought that AI was going to take over for me. I didn't pay attention to the details. So double check your work. Get the details right, from ordering to text message and all in between. Number 27, grow personally and professionally. Be a lifelong learner. Seek out and take advantage of every opportunity to gain more knowledge, to increase your skills, and to become a greater expert. Be resourceful about learning and sharing best practices. 100%. Grow your personal brand and your professional brand to know what you do in work complements what you do out of work, and what you do out of work will complement what you do inside of work. A good book to read is Rise of the Creative Class by Richard Florida. Great book that talks about the creative class and your personal and professional endeavors. Number 28, invest in relationships. Get to know your coworkers and their partners. That's right, including growers and vendors on a more personal level. Talk to them, bless emails, visit them, welcome and celebrate new employees. Make everyone feel part of the Wish Family Farms. Strong relationships enable us to be work more successfully, more efficient, and strive through difficult issues and challenging times. Ain't that the truth? Number 29, practice transparency. Everybody wants to talk about transparency, but nobody wants to do it. Our business model is built on transparency, including with our growers. So with appropriate respect from confidentiality, sharing information freely throughout the organization, including to be good or bad, learn to ask yourself, who else needs to know this, and more. Transparency is key to any business. Hey, we're coming to the last four, everyone. So let's talk about the last four. Number 30, think and act like an owner. Make decisions by acting yourself. What would I do if this were my company? What would I do if this were my own money? Will this help the company succeed? That's a good one. Think about how to be or act like an owner. And that doesn't mean don't show up to work and go to the golf course and say, oh, that's what Gary would do. Don't think to yourself that act like that type of owner. Think about it. That's your business and you're doing everything in your power to secure the future of your success. Number 31, treat each other with decency. Our relationships go deeper than simply being teammates at work. We genuinely care for and about each other, whether it's kind words during a tough stretch, a friendly smile each morning, or helping a hand in stressful times, showing your compassion. Heck yeah. Have a little empathy, everyone. Walk in those shoes, right? Number 32, be easy to work with. Find ways to make working with you or us easier. Provide simple and complete instructions. When in doubt, do more rather than pushing the work back to others. Streamline your processes, simplify everything, and be ridiculously helpful. Know that anyone can come to you on the team. All right, we are at number 33, everyone, of the Pixie Fundamentals, the 33 Fundamentals of the Pixie Way. So let's get number 33. Protect the brand. We're all responsible for and benefit from our company's image and reputation. Consider how your actions affect our collective reputation and be a proud ambassador for the company. What great 33 fundamentals. Now, I want to tell you, the Pixie Ways was developed, like I said, by J.C. Clinard, who discovered the company's high-performing culture. All of these ways are used day in and day out by Wish Farms. And I can tell you, this Generation of Sweetness book, the stories that shaped the family and the journey of Wish Farms is incredible. I went through the book. It talks about, you know, coming off the boat, another world, a tale of two wars, the brothers and berries, life is a gamble, envisioning great things, the new magic, and meet our berries. It's got a lot of great details from push carts to robots. After Grushin Wishnasky arrived in the United States from Russia in the early 1900s, he peddled fruit from a push cart on the streets of New York City. A century later, a family business he launched, Florida-based Wish Farms, now is a leader in agricultural innovation and one of the nation's largest producers, distributors of strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, and raspberries. Now, in this book, The Generation of Sweetness, Grushin's grandson, which is Gary Wishnasky, he shares a lot of his story. We talked about the 33 fundamentals. It's a story of inspiration and dedication to the produce and supply chain industry, everyone. One that takes from the strawberry fields of the 1920s. In the Florida, the battlefields of World War II in Europe, and small family farms and packing houses to the vision of a not-so-distant future where robotics will revolutionize berry harvesting. So along the way in this book, we get to learn more about the author, which is Gary, and larger-than-life figure, also known as Strawberry Joe. So again, everyone, I had to take the time, talk about the generations of sweetness. Think about when you have your business, think about your position, think about the legacy that you want to make in the produce and supply chain industry. Think about building your brand personally and professionally and what you want others to see you as. Well, everyone, as I say, another great episode, and we'll see you in the fields and on the horizon.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast with Patrick Kelly. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get new, fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.